She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. Okay, today is Tuesday, May the 13th, May 13th, and you know what that means. Lauren and I get to do our little rundown of Dancing with the Stars just for you, and a little rundown of The Voice and what happened last night. One of the reasons I love Tuesdays so much is I get to indulge my Monday kind of, you know, TV watching, and it's two of the best shows, so you got to switch back and forth. I'm actually kind of glad that they're on at the exact same time. I hope that you are, too, and maybe, you know, you're back and forth as well. We have the latest on Donald Sterling. I mean, this guy cannot stop. He's the kind that you just give him enough rope and he just hangs himself over and over again. He is on the front page of every major newspaper. Anderson Cooper got the big get, and it's like we've had more Donald Sterling in the last couple of weeks than we ever knew he existed for the 80 years of his life. But the guy cannot. He's just, I mean, I guess his big defense is to go on a huge offense about Magic Johnson, who has done so much, definitely for the profile of, you know, making people more aware of the AIDS crisis and everything else, and has beaten the odds and survived and has given back and everything. And Donald, you know, Sterling decides to throw him under the bus. So he's just ridiculous. And what's going on with Beyonce? And Beyonce's sister and Beyonce's husband. So Jay-Z and Solange got into some kind of, I don't know, would you call it a family disagreement? It was pretty crazy what happened in the elevator, I guess after the Met Ball. But, you know, you can just kind of blame it on the alcohol. It looked like his body language, if you watched the TMZ, first of all, how does TMZ even get the stuff that they get? I mean, it's pretty crazy that they know so much that's going on. But all this and more we will be sharing with you. And also the upfronts. What has been saved by your networks? I'm so sad, Brooke, that the Crazy Ones is gone. Hopefully it'll be replaced by many great shows. But the jury is out. Also, American Idol is going to be cut down next year. They're hoping the three judges will come back, and we'll see what happens with that. But it's now going to cut way, way down in terms of the hours that they're going to show it on television. So all this and more, you are listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou.
Get more control over your small business with ADT Security Services. Through June 1st, get $250 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Get 24/7 burglary monitoring, a motion detector, two wireless cameras, and a lot less worries about your business. Call *ADT from your cell phone. That's *238. It's savings made simple. ADT, our business is helping your business. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, please visit ADT.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Going back to my business thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. If you'd like to call in and talk to Mary Lou, the number to call is 1-844-4-HENNER. That's 1-844-4-H-E-N-N-E-R. Here's Mary Lou.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. Okay, what's going on with my buddy, Alec Baldwin? If you love him like I do, he's so talented, he's so crazy great, has a new baby, a beautiful wife, a beautiful daughter, you know, older daughter, Ireland. I can't believe it. He was arrested today in New York. He was arrested this morning in New York for going on a bicycle the wrong way. He probably couldn't believe it. He didn't have any identification on him. So when they stopped him, he got a little belligerent, probably saying, why am I being arrested? Don't we have bigger problems in New York than a bicycle going the wrong direction? I think the guy just, and then pretty soon, sure enough, his mouth once again got him into trouble, got handcuffed, and they don't even know what they're holding him on, I guess. But how crazy
he's
is that?
He's turning into the middle-aged Justin Bieber.
No. No, I think his bigger dramas were before. I think he's calmed down now. I think he looks great. He's lost weight. He's off sugar. He's more balanced. He's got this baby, this wife.
But the rules don't apply to him?
No, they do.
I mean, I've always been a big fan of Alec. His DVD of The Best Of on SNL was the first one I bought.
Yeah,
I think he's tremendous on that.
No, he's great. No,
and he's getting a little weird lately.
No, I think he probably can't believe that in New York City, you know, if you've ever been to New York, it's crazy there. There's people going in all kinds of directions and stuff. Thank God, if you've ever been in New York, that they don't have making a right turn on the red, because there would be so many gray areas. Everybody would be trying to get through. So that's probably the one place in the United States that you are not allowed to make a right turn on red.
However, stops
traffic.
But almost every street there is a one-way.
Yeah, which
so
is good.
So it does make it easier to make a right turn. It's the one place where right turns on reds work really well.
Well, they didn't figure that out.
Yeah.
I think that they're worried about people crossing, maybe crossing the street.
Yeah.
Maybe people walking, because you'd be mowing people down like crazy.
It's very hard to get used to driving in Manhattan.
I know.
The first time you drive there, you can't believe, because people are, you know, hailing cabs, they're walking in the streets.
I know.
It's almost third world like.
It is. It's crazy. And so, yeah.
Lines. Like, all the lines are worn away.
I know. So that's why.
And people drive in between the lanes to find out which one's going to move faster. They ride both.
And how about double parking?
See what's best, where they get their best offer. And the double parking.
Double parking. So can you imagine if they allowed right turns on red? You'd be killing people. Well, maybe that's population control.
I can't believe how much goes into that city and comes out of that city every day.
Yeah, I know.
All the shipping, all the trucks, the huge trucks. So Alec Baldwin should be following the rules, because
they're only adding
to the problem.
I bet you he didn't even know. I bet you he wasn't even aware that he was driving down a, you know. Okay, I bet you that he does whatever he does. You know, people, okay, you know, I have that weird.
Yes, this was his first incident, but.
That's true. That's true. But you know how I have one leg shorter than the other, so when I.
Yes,
maybe
we all
you
know
have
that.
I've announced that before on the show. So, you know, when you walk, I always have to walk on a side that's slanted slightly higher on the left to sort of make up the difference.
Why don't you have one leg on the curb and the other one?
No, then I'd be kind of like Singing in the Rain.
I'd be like
Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain. But the thing is that I often go opposite the people that are going. They're going clockwise, and I'm going clockwise. They're going counterclockwise. Like
that's
in Central Park.
That's a metaphor for your life.
Martian.
Everything you do is Martian.
I know. Well, in Mars, they allow those of us with a leg, quarter of an inch shorter than the other to walk on certain angles. Angles change.
Tell the Martians.
The Martians.
A Martian invasion.
That's right. So I go clockwise around the park, and most people go counterclockwise. I bet you, Alec, maybe he has a bicycle thing like that. I don't know. I bet you he did not even know it was a one-way. And where have you ever seen the one-way bike things anyway? Have you seen them?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't
All right.
know how
well, anyway.
Bike things work there.
All right. So Alec Baldwin, hopefully
All
this
I know
story
is this
will...
is a typical thing. It keeps happening. He keeps getting into trouble. He doesn't follow rules. He doesn't think the rules apply to him. He doesn't turn off his cell phone.
No.
I can't stand people who don't turn off their cell phone on
airplanes. Well, pretty soon, Lauren, get used to it, because people are going to be able to use them.
No, it's 96% of people are voting against that.
I know, but the airlines think that it's going to make them more popular. Well. That's the latest. Okay, Dancing with the Stars was on last night, and if you watched it, you know that my favorite, well, one of my top favorites, and one of the greatest dancers they've ever had on that show was eliminated last night. Are you upset? I'm upset.
Yeah.
My little buddy, Charlie.
He's so much better than three of the people
White.
Who are on there.
I know. I cannot believe that. And she's adorable. Candace Cameron Bure and I guess Bure. How do you say her name?
I don't know.
And,
Bure.
And James.
He's so much better than both of them.
Yeah,
so
Charlie.
They're not really voting on talent.
No, at this point.
On ability.
And I think that maybe having Charlie and Meryl on at the same time kind of split the Olympic vote. But I still think that, you know, now that Oprah especially has weighed in, I think Amy Purdy's probably going to win.
God has spoken. Yeah.
The Oprah thing. Now, we have with us today Kimberly Frederick. She's joining us today. First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
But you don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
But that's okay. But you watch other things. You watch Girls.
I'm a big fan of HBO programming. I think there's nothing more magnificent than Girls and True Detective and old school to Sex and the City and all of that.
Old school Sex and the City.
It's
because
true. It's
because you
boring.
Were, what, five when Sex and the City probably
yeah.
went on?
I actually didn't see my first episode of Sex and the City until it was on reruns on the E! Network.
Oh, I see.
Turner so Classic.
That. Have you ever heard of Taxi?
I have heard of Taxi. Of course I have.
That's
I'm being
black
funny.
And white, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm being funny. Yeah. It's funny. Oh, speaking of black and white, just to get back to Dancing with the Stars for a second, I think Marilyn Max had one of the best numbers ever, and it was in black and white. I loved
that
them.
Was cool.
That was great. That was crazy great. Okay, so you're with us today, and you know, you're going to weigh in on your very youthful and happy opinions and worried opinions and things like that. And we'll catch up with you a little bit later. Okay, The Voice last night. All right, if you saw The Voice, this girl, Christina, she's on Adam's team. She's probably going to take it home. Although, she sang a song last night that was kind of distorted in the beginning. And I thought it went on for too long. And it just sounded a little bit weird. Steve, you have a little bit of what that sounded like, right?
Okay. To fool, crop circles in the carpet.
This sounds like the fifth song on an album when you're ready for something like this.
Like a martini?
Yeah. you know what I mean? It's like so. It's kind of. It's got a little Enya to it as well.
Yeah,
you know?
There is some Enya feeling there.
Yeah.
But wait, so
but
you're
she's
able
in a
to
live...
use devices to alter your voice? Why not just bring in a CD?
Yeah,
she's a vocoder.
What is it called?
A vocoder.
Vocoder?
Yeah, it makes it kind of sound like, you know, robotic in a way.
I see. But you know what? If you're doing a live performance, I don't know that you want that sound. I bet it's going to hurt her. But she's got a crazy great voice, and she really let loose a little bit later in the song. And I still think she's the favorite to win. She's a big YouTube sensation. She's on Adam's team. So if you've been watching The Voice, I think she's the one. She keeps, you know, every week on iTunes, her stuff is really up there. It's down to five. I don't know if they're getting rid of, I think they're getting rid of only one tonight.
Or two.
And then it goes down to the final three.
Three.
No, so we'll see what happens. We'll see. Adam still has two left, and each of the other judges each has one. So some judge will probably be out. Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely if they're getting rid of two. So we'll see what happens. But, so that's also, okay, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Solange. So it turns out that after the Met Ball, Solange, JC, and Beyonce, and a bodyguard, Jay-Z's bodyguard, they get into an elevator. TMZ has the video cam, the security cam, and what you see is on the screen. So let's say you're facing the screen. You see Jay-Z in the upper left corner, Beyonce in the lower right, you see Solange kind of in the middle, and you see the security guard on the other side of Solange. So he's like in the far right. And what happens is you could tell that Solange is upset, and she's punching, and she's kicking, and she's trying to kick Jay-Z in this tiny little elevator. Jay-Z's backing off from her. The security guard is grabbing her. She manages to get a couple kicks in. At one point, Jay-Z, who seems chill, you know, grabs her foot to try to stop her. She goes crazy. She's, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
And Beyonce is kind of backing off from the whole thing. But just the body language made me think that it was like a family something. You know, it was
so
just kind
know.
Of weird. So we don't know. It's still not revealed what was said. But trust me, on Twitter, it is trending everywhere. Hashtag what Jay-Z said to Beyonce. And people are coming up with all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, also in the news, I mean, it really seemed like alcohol-fueled. Like, she seemed, like, really blousy and crazy because they show a picture of her getting out of the elevator.
Do they have a reality show? Maybe this is a reality show audition tape.
No, maybe. Yeah, it probably should be. Probably will be.
He's not Kanye. He's not like Kanye. He wants to stay kind of, like, out of the limelight.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So does Kanye, doesn't he? With the Kardashian show?
He's
I don't know.
Not on
I really line. Couldn't care less about the Kardashians.
You're making stuff up now, Mark. You can't stand the Kardashians?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Do you like them?
You know what? I like that they're a family. I like
you don't
that
like
they're
that they lowered our culture like three notches
well,
down?
Well, they'll burn it out. The lowering will kind of burn out. But I do like that they're a family. I would rather watch the Kardashians. Not that I've seen either show. I'd rather watch the Kardashians than like Jersey Shore. You know, I'd rather see.
You don't want a fist bump?
As long as you put it that way, how can I argue with that argument?
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, so I like that they're a family. I do.
I'd rather be mauled by a bear than a lion. You know?
Oh, you would? I guess so. Okay. All right. So, you know, and Donald Sterling in the news again. And Lisa Rinna, my buddy Lisa Rinna. Woo-hoo! Lisa Rinna, she's got a great new show starting Memorial Weekend. It's called Sing Your Face Off. And it's, I guess, six celebrities in some kind of reality show where they each play a different pop icon, singing icon. They all take turns. I know John Lovitz is in it. And they each, you know, it's like a reality competition. I don't think anybody gets eliminated because they all keep trying and trying to compete with one another and some score is added up. But what happens is she had the best tweet. She said, why not put Solange and Donald Sterling in an elevator together and let them kind of fight it out? So a little shout out to my buddy from Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, Lisa Rinna.
When does that show start?
Who?
The one that Lisa Rinna is in.
I think it's Labor Day, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, good.
It's going to be fun.
We've been looking forward to that for a long time.
I know.
It's going to be fun.
I heard that she and John Lovitz just kill it. They're going to be so much fun.
He's great.
He's great. And I, you know, he sings. He's a big singer.
Yeah, yeah.
He was supposed to come on the show a few months ago, and then we had to cancel that show that day. So I'll get him back on for the publicity for this show. It's going to be great. All right. Speaking of the voice of someone that we all have known for many, many years and have followed, before there was Ryan Seacrest, before there was Rick Dees, I mean, for a very long time, there was Casey Kasem.
America's Top Ten. Now, here's our host, Casey Kasem.
Thank you, Charlie, and hello again, everybody. Welcome to America's Top Ten.
Okay, so you all know, you all probably remember the Casey Kasem voice. I mean, he's done it up until recently. But he has health issues. He's had them for a while. There's been some drama between his children and his wife, Gene Kasem, who's been with him a very long time. In fact, Gene Kasem was in a show that was shot right next door to Evening Shade. So she's an actress. So she's been married to him for a very long time. I'm sure at least like 30 years. Anyway, there's been a big fight between her and the kids. And now they're saying that she had him removed from whatever home he was in or whatever kind of hospital. He may be on an Indian reservation. And there's like a big thing going on right now. Hmm. But now they have ordered that they have to reveal where he is. The family, you know, is insisting. So who knows? Who knows what? You know, I'll tell you, step families are tough. They're tough no matter what. I can really, it'll be interesting to get to the source of what happened there. Because, I mean, it's not like she's some new wife. She's been with him a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? I know another family. The parents were married. The husband and wife were married for a long time. They were estranged from his kids. Just when the father looked like he was on his way out, the kids came back, banished the stepmother, got some kind of court order, and she was gone. And, you know, it was like, I better watch my back because I have two step. No, I get along very well with my stepkids. But who knows? You never know. I mean, I and I'm not saying maybe because I know Jean and I think she was a good person. She's a good person. You just don't know. But it's a very kind of gray area, kind of tough, and who knows what's going on. There's always like big dramas and stuff.
Yeah, we should know soon, I would think.
Yeah, right? I would think. Yeah, because he's, you know, maybe he's getting better. Maybe she really believes that there's some way to help him with, you know, on this Indian reservation.
Has he been working lately? We haven't heard his voice. Yeah?
Yeah, they said that he has Parkinson's and he can't talk anymore.
Yeah, but he was working up until about 4 years ago, wasn't he? I think so. Yeah, just a few years ago. Because I remember I was doing something in the Valley, and there's this big studio, and I said, oh, look, that's a nice studio. And they said, Casey Kasem comes here every weekend. And I said, oh, he's still doing it, huh? And they said, oh, yeah, he's going to do it till he can't speak anymore. So I'm sure that, you know, that's what was happening. Mm. So, yeah, for sure. Things like that. Okay, a lot going on in television land. This happens. Here's a little backstage pass for you. This is the week where it's all determined what you see this September. This is the week that all the different television stations, one day at a time, decide like what shows are going and what shows are coming in from the pilots. And the percentage of pilots coming in is very low this year. I'm surprised at how many. CBS has already said they're out of the single camera business. Okay, now, you're not in the business,
right,
Kimberly. Do you know what the difference between a single camera comedy and a multi-camera comedy would be?
Is the multi-camera comedy more like a sitcom kind of situation?
Yeah, but okay. You see, like, Modern Family? I know you haven't seen it, but Modern Family. Oh, but you like Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, so that's...
That's single camera.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, but something like Two and a Half Men...
Right, is multi-camera.
Is multi-camera. Okay. Everybody Loves Raymond. They do it on a set. There's an audience who comes to see them shoot it. They might pre-shoot a couple scenes, but basically on Friday or Tuesday or whenever they do it, there are multi-cameras. There's a single set, you know, a lot of different little sets, but they're in a sound stage.
Okay.
The audience is sitting there, and they sit and watch the show being done.
Okay, and they're moving away from that format.
Some people are, but CBS is saying they only want that format because basically those shows make much more money.
Huh.
It's a big sound stage. The actors go to the same place every day. They all have offices and dressing rooms. That's how Taxi was done. That's how Evening Shade was done. So you don't have to pay for locations. You don't have to pay for people to travel. You don't have to pay for, you know, parking, you know, permits and everything else.
But the camera crew's smaller, right? At the other one?
No, it's about the same.
Is it?
It's about the same.
Huh.
And also, those camera guys only work 2 days a week, Thursday and Friday, or, you know, Monday and Tuesday, or something like that. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, more about show business, a little more backstage pass. And also, do you tend to worry more than you should? You know that 90% of what we worry about never happens. So why do we worry so much?
The 10%.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Henner. When was the last time you felt healthy? Are you waiting for someday to become the person you know you were meant to be? Sounds like you need a total health makeover. You've got questions? Well, we've got answers. At MaryLou.com. Coaches, classes, and community. All about health. No support at home? Doesn't matter. We've got people who want to get healthy, just like you, and people who can show you how to do it. Recipes, tips, and a program that works. Tailor-made for you. Give yourself a total health makeover at MaryLou.com. Lose weight, boost your energy, get rid of cravings, conquer self-sabotage, and learn to give your inner brat a timeout. This is your chance to become the best possible you. And the greatest part of finding the best you is the journey. So take the first step at MaryLou.com. That's MarilU.com. MarilU.com. See you in the chat room.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. If you'd like to call in and talk to Mary Lou, the number to call is 1-844-4-HENNER. That's 1-844-4-H-E-N-N-E-R. Here's Mary Lou.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. Okay, do you worry a lot? Do you feel like, oh, there's so much to worry about? If I watch the news before I go to bed, then I have crazy dreams, and I'm always like, you know, my husband, Michael, he always says that he can't watch the news before he goes to sleep because, boy, he's just going to, they're all going to worry, show up in his dreams. And, you know, I first of all, there's so much to worry about that I think that sometimes, with everything that you have to worry about, it kind of neutralizes it. So you have to learn how to... Yeah, it does. I really do. I mean, it's like there's such a long list. So then you just go, okay, I just have to ride the wave of what happens today. Because there's so much that I could, like, overly concern about. You have to kind of... I think it's good to, like, compartmentalize or make a list of what you can worry about today. You know, what you
want to focus on. There's just so much.
There's just so much.
But, you know, there's also the things that are that are on the priority list.
Sure.
So that you can do something about them.
Yes.
Like the lead thing.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, like anything. Anything like that. And that's what I'm saying, that everything comes up. So as things come up, the things that might be kind of, you know, nagging at you, they kind of get moved to the back burner. And then they become less important because some new crisis takes over.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time worry. Job. Are you a worrier?
You could say that. I would probably say it's one of my like most prominent resume skills. Like special and relevant skills. I worry.
Kimberly Frederick here with us today. So you are let me look at your resume. So that's on there? Compulsive worrier?
I contemplated putting it on there. It's true. I feel like it's something people should know about me.
Okay,
right,
so you're 23 years old. So what do you worry about?
Well, it's a complicated question.
Yeah.
No, I mean, everything. How am I going to make my student loan payment this
month? Oh, that's tough.
You know, why am I working in retail after college? What am I going to do with my degree? How am I going to...
And what was your degree in?
English literature.
Okay, so if you could have your dream job, what would it be?
I want to work in independent publishing. So ideally, I would love to be an editor. I want to work for a small independent press that has like a really local focus.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Yeah. I should introduce you to my husband, Michael, because he has a publishing company.
Well,
he publishes.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what he does. That he has like a small book publishing.
That's fantastic.
But he's got the number one calendar publishing in the world. Brown
Is that
Trout.
Brown
publishes.
Trout? Yeah. I know Brown Trout. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you probably, because you have a dog. So you have a calendar.
Yeah, definitely. All the calendars. Yeah, the Brown Trout's great.
So he has he publishes books as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's cool. Okay, so well, at least you know. So you know how to focus.
Yeah.
Because our next guest that we're going to have, Michael Cherokee, he wrote this fabulous new book called The Physics of Success, Getting the Car You Want from the Universe You Live In. And I think he uses car as a metaphor because it's not just about a car. So he's going to be up with us, in the next segment. And so maybe he can, you know.
I can't wait.
He helps you focus what it is that you want and what you want to do. And everything. So that's good to know. But yeah, I think there's always this huge list, and then all you have to do is open up, you know, go on Google or Yahoo or AOL or any place else that you go, Gmail, any place that tells you the latest news, or open a newspaper, go on Twitter. It's like, ooh, what's trending? Ooh, I'm worried about that now, or worried about this.
Yeah, the internet has added to our worries.
But
now you look up something, you have a little symptom, everything you look up has the same symptom.
You're dying.
Yeah, everything. So fatigue. Everything's fatigue. If you're tired, you know you've probably got like 14 different things.
Right. And if you're not happy, that's like the big thing. It's like there's such a big thing of being happy. Now naps, taking little brain breaks during the middle of the day. They talked about
that. The fatigue from the disease you probably have.
From staying up too late, looking on the internet, trying to analyze, self-analyze your sicknesses. Yeah, so if you're doing that, you have to learn how to prioritize your... Maybe there should be like a front burner worry, middle burner worry, back burner worry. Because those things come up. And when you have kids, oh my gosh, forget about it. It's totally compounded.
Exponential.
Okay, Michael Cherokee is with us.
Singing brother.
He's up with us next.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
What do Justin Bieber, Audrey Hepburn, yoga dogs, and goats and trees have in common? They've all got a calendar at BrownTrout.com. For the largest selection of calendars in the world, including 120 varieties of dog breed calendars, go to BrownTrout.com. Not to be confused with a red herring, it's Brown Trout, the calendar company. Name your passion, whether it's the Bible or One Direction. They've got a calendar to match at BrownTrout.com. BrownTrout.com or calendars.com.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. If you'd like to call in and talk to Mary Lou, the number to call is 1-844-4-HENNER. That's 1-844-4-H-E-N-N-E-R. Here's Mary Lou.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. Okay, you are probably thinking, oh, I want to live the life I want to live, and how come I don't get to do it? And, you know, so many of us, like, feel like, oh, my gosh, if I could just tweak it a little, or how do I do it? You know, and maybe you're doing all the right things. Maybe you're reading all the right self-help books and setting goals, setting up a vision board, and maybe some of that works for you, sort of works for you, or maybe you're even disappointed in the results. Well, you're about to meet a man who can help you examine your behaviors and consciousness in the tech context of theories of modern physics. Who knew? You can take modern physics, find the template, and then apply it to the rest of your life. He's got a great new book called The Physics of Success, Getting the Car You Want from the Universe You Live In. So please give a nice warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to Michael Cherokee. Woohoo! Hey, Michael.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. Okay, so you love physics. You are really interested in it. You probably felt like, oh, my gosh, there are so many great physics rules. How do I apply them, or how can other people apply them to their life? Hence the book. So what are three simple things that people might do that you'd never think to do to be incredibly successful?
Well, you know, and I think that people think of them. You even mentioned some of them. But I like to break it into three simple steps, which is to have a picture, have a calendar, and a pen. So picture, calendar, and pen. And the picture is the most complicated thing, and people have vision boards and things. We mentioned that, or you mentioned that. But the picture is really what you want, or the way you want your life to be. Or it could be a picture of you 30 pounds lighter, or, you know, with health, whatever that picture is, very clear.
But are you saying a literal picture, or can the picture be in your mind?
This is a picture in your mind.
Okay.
It can also be a literal picture, okay, if you can manage that. Like if there's something you want, like a particular car, having a picture of that car is not a bad idea.
Right.
The second part of the picture, there's really three parts to the picture, and this is kind of important. The second thing is what you're going to give up in order to get what you want.
Mm.
Because Yeah, so that's a lot. That's
good.
A lot of people forget, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want new clothes, you might have to get rid of your old clothes, or the new ones won't fit in the closet, right? So,
right.
And your life is that way as well. If you want to lose weight, you're going to have to make some changes with regards to what you eat and how you eat and things like that.
Oh, trust me, I know. I lost 54 pounds just totally changing my palate, changing my life, having health as a focus. So I'm right there with you.
Wow, I would have never guessed. I lost 45 pounds, so you've got me beat by quite a bit there.
Well, I had more to lose.
Yeah. I don't know. I was looking at a picture of me back in the pre Michael days, and it's pretty distressing. But in other words, what you want, a clear idea, and then what you're going to give up in order to get what you want. And then what I think is the most important thing is, instead of having a picture so much of like a car or a picture of a skinny you, but what your life is going to be like after you get what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm. So and really visualize the end result. It's like you're not just a character in the movie of your life. You've got a whole scenes, you know, other characters involved, other settings involved, other plots involved. You get the whole picture.
Exactly, your family, your friends, your work, your physical activities. I mean, it's just, that's the part, you know. And if you think about the genie and the three wishes, that story always ends badly, and it's always because they don't think it through.
right. So you're saying think it through.
Yeah, so what your life is going to be like, and that personalizes everything. So that's all part of the picture. What you want, what you're going to give up, what your life is going to be like. The calendar is to set a date for when this is going to occur, and that's very important.
Mm.
In the physics of success, the physics part of this is basically, and we can get into this a little later, but to me, life is a literal journey. We're moving. We're going somewhere.
Right.
And the idea is to go somewhere that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The universe has endless possibilities, and I discuss the physics behind that in the book. And
right.
The idea is to go where you want and direct your conscious mind to it. That's the picture. But the calendar, the time, is as important, if not more important.
Right.
So you want to lose 30 pounds or 50 pounds or even 10 pounds in a certain amount of time, set that time. You
mm-hmm.
want to own a new car in a certain amount of time. You may come a little later, you may come a little sooner, it may be right on the money. But the idea is it gives you something to focus on, a place to go as far as the time goes. And then the pen, and this is perhaps the most important, write it down. And I mean, take a pen and an old-fashioned piece of paper and write it down. And that has to do with actually getting the picture out of your head, which is the part of our brain that we imagine, and actually putting it into our memory, which is a different part of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
I know that.
It's why we can't remember dreams. You
uh-huh.
know, if you want to remember a dream, keep pen and paper by the bedside and then write down the dream. You'll remember it the next day. And if you just think of something and then you don't write it down, if you want to think of it again, you have to kind of think of it all over again. If you write it
right.
down, it goes into your memory and it clicks better that way.
Right. In case you just joined us, we're talking to Michael Cherokee. He is the author of a fabulous book called The Physics of Success, Getting the Car You Want from the Universe You Live In. So you use the word, you know, you use car, the concept of getting a new car in your title. And you chose car because it just was something everybody drives. Everybody has this image of the car they should drive.
When I was a teenager, that's a great question. It's like, why did you come up with that car? And, you know, a lot of people really like that. But it was actually kind of an inside joke for me, because when I was a teenager, I read the book Think and Grow Rich. And, of course, you know, given anything in the universe that I could accomplish, what did I want? I wanted
mm-hmm.
a car.
mm-hmm. Right. So that's why you decided.
Yeah,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it worked. And it actually scared me. It worked so well.
Right.
And, you know, that was part of it. It's like I had no idea. Like, I knew how I got the car, but I had no idea how that happened. And,
so let me ask you something. So what are the laws of physics that make this work, that make getting a picture and in your mind and a calendar to write, you know, to give yourself a timeline and then a pen to write it all down? What is it about the laws of physics that makes this work?
Great question. The Like I said, as a young guy, I had convinced myself this worked. Then I went on to become an engineer and studied physics and all this stuff, and it was sort of like believing in Santa Claus. It's kind of like I had this magical thing, but I didn't know why it worked, and, you know, engineers don't believe in magic, right?
Right.
There's got to be some sort of explanation for it. And actually what had happened, unfortunately, and I think a lot of people fall into this, they either don't understand it, which means they don't trust it, and so they don't do these things, you know, setting goals, visualization, you know, all these things that are well documented in many, many books. And what had happened is I got into a very bad place in my life about 10 years ago, and I finally just kind of smacked myself up the side of the head and said, Mike, you know better. You know you can do things to fix this, and I did them, and it worked. I had been taking some physics classes at the time. I completely turned my life around, health, weight, personal relationship, finances. I mean, it was ridiculous. And so I'm sitting here scratching my head trying to figure out, okay, so how does this work? And I'm thinking about what I did. And meantime, that little spark came across about the physics, because 100 years ago, Einstein had, you know, basically told us with his theory of relativity that all matter and all energy is moving. The other thing that he described was that we exist not in three dimensions, four dimensions, and then with his general theory of relativity, five dimensions. And physicists can actually measure in five dimensions. We don't talk about that. And so really what we have are two basic concepts, motion and, you know, more dimensions than we're aware of. Where those dimensions come into play is that there's a lot more out there to the universe than we can see.
Right.
We can certainly imagine it. What's happened is, as we move through quantum mechanics and into string theory, things are even more interesting than Einstein had predicted. And that's the part that I thought about. Where does our consciousness exist? How do we do the things that we do, even simple things like raising our hand? And that's where all of a sudden this idea kind of clicked in. Wow, we're actually directing our consciousness where we have almost an infinite number of paths to take.
Right.
As we travel in our travels, so to speak.
Right. And I think a lot of times, and I think a lot of times people cut themselves off on a path because they're so fearful, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to imagine this, but I can't do this and I can't do that. They talk themselves out of a path that's actually very clear.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the silly part about it is, and the part that I felt so bad, you know, I quit beating myself up over it because I figured it out now. But it's like, well, if you do these things and they don't work, what did it cost you? Absolutely nothing.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to be any worse off as a result. Now, I know that you feel like we're training our kids to fail. Is it because we're not teaching them this strategy? I mean, I'm so right there with you, you have no idea. I mean, I've kept diaries, vision kind of things, pictures in my head. I married the number one calendar publisher, so we got a lot of calendars around. But this seems like a simple thing, and yet I know that so many people don't do it because they get scared or they feel it's silly or whatever. But are you saying we're setting our children up to fail, training our kids to fail, because we're not teaching them this skill?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I think it's entire generation, including our generation, and I know my children's generation. I have four children who have gone through college and either in postgraduate or, you know, one's an intern right now. And so the kids are doing great. But even then, I was talking this over with my wife, Andrea, and what we're doing as a society is we teach our children, and we've had these kids go, you know, through high school and everything. They put them on a track to, okay, go out, get a college education, and then go get a job. And that's the goal.
Right. That's it.
So, and you'll appreciate this. Is that what Donald Trump is telling his children? Not even slightly. You know,
right.
I don't think he's going out and saying, go get a job.
Right.
And everybody complains, you know, there's this big deal about complaining about the 1%. Well, we're training our entire generations to go out and work for that 1%.
Rather than...
Which has a whole different set of goals their goal isn't to exploit people. Their goal is to you know, generate profit and get ahead and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Their goals aren't as vague either, because I know Donald Trump and I know his kids and I know how the kind of education they've had and how he made them work from the ground up within his company. And if they wanted to stay with the company, whatever, or go and work for other companies. But they started basically at the very bottom level and had to work
Absolutely.
Their way up, developing a skill set.
Yes, but his goal is, okay, you learn how all this is done from the ground up and how to build
Absolutely.
An empire. And then, but the goal has never been to get the job. The goal mm-hmm. has been to run an empire.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the 1%, they were in on this, either through birthright or, you know, whatever, and that everybody else, because we're training our children to say, okay, here's your education, now go find a great job after college.
Exactly. And so we're not doing it on purpose.
It's
and
just
really
the way
having
it is.
A job, I'm not saying a job is a bad thing. I've had jobs all my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you want, that's a great thing. If you want to be an engineer, that's a great thing.
Right.
You know, as an actress, you know, that's really a job, right?
Yeah.
But you have a career, and Mary Lou Henner is more than just a job. A lot
sure.
of people don't get beyond that. And
right.
that's the part where I think we're doing a disservice to our own children.
Okay, let's talk about diets for a second, because I know that everybody's interested, and we only have like a minute left. Because I know a lot of times people feel like, I mean, I know that I did not lose weight until I stopped seeing myself as losing weight and started seeing myself as wanting to get healthy. So I changed my focus, and it made all the difference in the world. And I always feel like if you look at your life through the prism of health, so that every choice that you make is based on, okay, is this healthy, is this not healthy, and you experiment, that that's what's going to ultimately give you your goal. So is that a good focus for people who are trying to lose weight, or do you say, hey, 30 pounds is 30 pounds, however you do it, whatever you do?
Both ways, but if you recall in the picture, there's the end result, placing yourself,
mm-hmm.
and what it really is, it's not so much losing weight as getting healthy. It's,
uh-huh.
it's kind of a side effect. And
right.
yes, you really need to focus on the big picture, and if 30 pounds is part of the picture, that's part of the picture.
I see. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today. Michael Cherokee, the book is called The Physics of Success, Getting the Car You Want from the Universe You Live In. I have to figure out what car I want, because I know I have to get a new one. I'm just not sure which one I want. But thank you so much for being with us today. It's great. We'll have a link up at MaryLouShow.com. Also, if you missed the beginning of his interview, you can find it on demand 24/7. Thank you so much, Michael. Great book.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thanks. So, just a picture, a calendar, a pen. My husband Michael's going to be happy with that recommendation. You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.